Now the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is fining an oil refinery in Superior more than $80,000. Superior Refining Company is a subsidiary of Husky Energy. The fines come after a series of fires and explosions at the company's site in April, which caused evacuations across Superior and prompted dozens of people to seek medical treatment. Danielle Kading is a reporter for WPR News based in Superior. She's been following this story. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rob.
Before we get into the specific violations, is OSHA saying or implying, hey, if you had done things right at this refinery, we wouldn't have had this fire and explosion?
They most certainly are. They said that if a company had been ensuring the mechanical integrity of equipment used during the refinery shutdown, that could have prevented this incident. They found that the refinery failed to test and inspect equipment that was going to be used during the shutdown. They did not properly train workers or contractors as part of work that was to be completed on the shutdown. They did not ensure that contractors or trade workers were using the appropriate parts or materials that were needed to use as part of that shutdown. And that's just some of the things that they were cited for by the Occupational Safety, Health and Safety Administration.
So $80,000-plus fine. I don't know from context if that is a particularly large fine given the size of the company, given the violations at hand. Is there a sense that this is really punitive, or is this a slap on the wrist?
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday, and perhaps I'm not comparing apples to apples here, but we have covered fines that have been assessed by OSHA against Fraser Shipyards here in Superior. It's a shipbuilding company, and recently, as soon as 2 years ago, they had been assessed more than $1 million. In fines for blood lead poisoning of a couple hundred workers there. They eventually settled that down to about $750,000. But I think there are people, and there definitely are people, who have said that this fine is a slap on the wrist. And, you know, if you're going to have, if you're going to neglect or not be taking the care that's appropriate to prevent this kind of incident, then what kind of fine is appropriate to ensure that something like that never happens again? Do fines work? You know, what is the role of government oversight agency? I think those are questions that people in Superior have after this explosion.
Now let's spell out the violations in a little more detail. One of them that seems like a big deal was, and as you alluded to earlier, insufficient inspections that might have turned up a faulty valve that may have been the culprit in this explosion.
Yes, and you know, this is an old refinery. It was built, I believe, in 1951. It was owned by Murphy Oil for years, and then by Calumet, and Husky Energy bought it in, I believe, summer of 2017. So they haven't owned it very long. But one would hope that if you're going through a process that is known throughout the industry to pose all sorts of risks during a shutdown, that the appropriate care would be taken to do that shutdown correctly. And I think what this investigation says and what the findings have shown is that care was not taken. And how is the company, how is Husky Energy going to fix that moving forward?
Talking to WPR reporter Danielle Kading about a series of OSHA fines against the refinery company in Superior after an explosion earlier this year and fires. Now, what has the company itself said? This is kind of a two-part. There's a local refinery, and then, as you said, there's Husky, which owns the whole shebang. What have they been saying about these OSHA fines?
Well, Husky has said that it looks forward to talking about the agency's findings and recommendations as part of their investigation. They have said that it's their policy to continuously improve their safety programs. So they say they're dedicated to moving forward in the best possible manner, and I think that's something that people in Superior definitely want to see, whether it's the workers that work there every day at the refinery or people in the community who live nearby.
And speaking of people in the community, you talked to a local resident named Ginger Jewell about the fines. She's with the local advocacy group that wants Husky to change one of its practices. We'll get into that, the use of hydrogen fluoride at its site. Let's listen to what she had to say.
This wasn't the first time this company, the Superior Refining Company, has been cited for some of the serious issues by OSHA. So if Husky really wants to be a good neighbor to our community, they'll make a commitment that they will not continue operations like this.
So can you talk more about what local advocates are looking for and saying about this OSHA report?
Well, people who oppose the refinery's use of hydrogen fluoride want to see that gone. They want to see the company commit to removing that as part of its refining process, and that they say that there are, less toxic alternatives that could be used for the refinery to continue doing business that wouldn't pose the same amount of risk to the community. But, there are others who believe that those people who want to see this removed are just a small portion of the community, and that there is a lot of support for the refinery and the rebuilding process. So it'll be interesting to see how this all moves forward. I think there's been a lot of discussion around hydrogen fluoride, and the U.S. Chemical Safety Board is planning a meeting sometime this fall that's yet to be determined about their investigation and, concerns over that. So we'll hear more about that in the future.
And I want to make sure I get the hydrogen fluoride piece of the puzzle right here. The concern, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that hydrogen fluoride was something that caused the explosion or fire. It's that it was a substance that put the community at risk after an incident like an explosion and fire. Do I have that right?
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that, Rob. It's a highly toxic chemical. It was it's used at the refinery. There was a tank of it holding about 15,000 pounds that was about 250 feet away or so from the asphalt tank that was punctured by the explosion. And it was that chemical that prompted the evacuation order, because if it is released, it can pose serious health risks, including inhalation injuries or burns. So, it's something that it definitely needs to be. There are proper procedures in place to prevent a release like that. We saw that worked at the refinery. So I think the question moving forward is how they're going to ensure that other parts of the refinery work as they should be intended to.
As we wrap up, Danny, what's the next piece of the story you're watching for now?
The next piece of the story, I guess, would be the upcoming meeting that the U.S. Chemical Safety Board would be holding this fall. Again, this was something that was requested by 5 congressional lawmakers, including Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. She, along with 4 congressional lawmakers from Minnesota, have requested a hearing in the Twin Ports about the use of hydrogen fluoride and the agency's investigation into the refinery. So that will be, I think, the next thing that will happen here related to the Husky refinery and what's going on as it seeks to rebuild and the current investigations into what happened during the explosion on April 26th.
We'll watch for that. Danny, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
That was Danielle Kading, WPR news reporter based in Superior, with us to talk about the fines being levied against Husky Energy after the refinery fire there in April.